Welcome to Lesbians Who Write with Claire Lydon and T.B. Markinson. Conversations about writing and lesbian fiction. Join us as we draw back the curtain on the writer's life.
Hello and welcome to episode 46 of Lesbians Who Write. This week we're going to be talking about our goals for 2020. Da, da, da. And joining me, Claire Lydon, is the January star, T.B. Markinson. Hello, T.B.
What's a January star?
I don't know. I just made it up.
I thought maybe that was like a British thing. I was like, oh, that's kind of nice, a January star. I do remember being surprised when my first year over there about dry January, because I'd never heard of that before. For listeners who don't know, it's, I guess, since everyone imbibes too much over the holidays, they try to not drink in January, so it's called Dry January. So all the pubs try to think of very clever ways to get you in there to spend their money. Spend your money, not their money.
It's
that'd be nice if they gave you their money.
That would be lovely if the pubs just gave away money in January. I've never done Dry January, you might be surprised to know. I'm actually a little bit hungover today because I very much didn't do Dry January yesterday. So I think that January is a long, cold month anyway. And so why would you stop drinking? And the other thing is because all the bars and restaurants are empty because everyone's not doing Dry January. So we went to a lovely restaurant last night and had a lovely time.
So if you want to get your drink on in nice places in London, this is the month to go.
Perfect month to go. So tell me about your January so far. How's it been?
Well, in true fashion, it started off a bit rocky. I remember I was listening to our last episode before I uploaded on Monday, and you're like, are you going to turn into, like, you know, a very cheerful, the light part of this show? And I was like, probably not. And no, I'm not. I have had two disasters so far in January. I'm working on the final draft of Lizzie, and I had to add a chapter that was kind of crucial. So I spent, you know, an afternoon crafting this chapter. I was quite pleased with it. I closed my document. Fucking chapter is just gone. I don't know where it is. My computer ate it. I cannot find it in any of the drafts. I've searched every single folder I can think of, and it just disappeared. And I was like, I'm just going to go for a walk now, because I really, it's either that or punch the wall.
The case of the missing chapter. Wow.
I know. I was so annoyed. And so that happened. And then I had started a project in November, and I had about 25 to 30K. In that story, and I was reading it over, and I realized I'd written all the backstory. So far this year, I'm 32K in the hole for word count.
So it's going well then, January.
Yeah, I'm really liking it. I need to go to the pub.
You should definitely come to the pub in London. They're all empty. It's great.
Can you reschedule the London Book Fair so it's in January so I can really enjoy it more? On the good side, since it's been kind of weird weather here, it's been rather cold and windy. I've been staying in the evenings, and I've been reading a lot. That was one of my goals, is to read more, and I've been reading quite a bit. I got a new Kindle that's easier on my eyes. That's the highlight of my year so far. I've read a couple books.
Good.
So how is your 2020 going?
I think a little like yours, it got off to a bit of a rocky start. Obviously, the actual seeing in the new year was a highlight. Do you want to know why?
I would love to know why.
Because I was dressed head to toe in pink.
I know you a little bit, and I don't think I've ever seen you in the color pink. It's one of my favorite colors. I have a lot of t-shirts and everything that are pink, but do you remember one time we went to a pub together, and it was summer, and you just showed up in a t-shirt and shorts, and you got cold, so I gave you, like, my red hoodie, and you're like, I don't usually wear this color. You were kind of, like, holding it, like it was the last thing you wanted to do, but you were cold, so you ended up putting it on.
Yeah, you see, but red is different, because red is the color of Arsenal Football Club, and so I can't ever wear anything red, because...
Is that the real reason?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Also, because... my complexion is a little bit pink stroke red. So anything, if I wear red, it just doesn't suit me. But mainly it's because Arsenal. So I haven't got any red clothing. In fact, the only red clothing I've got is some red socks. And I didn't buy them, I was given them. I would never, ever choose anything red.
What about red knickers?
No, God no. Who wears red knickers?
Not me.
And not me. So, but pink... Pink, I do have some pink trousers and I do have a pink shirt. So I'm not averse to pink, but the thing I don't like about pink is the way they put it on women's stuff. So you know what I mean? It's like, do you want some trainers? Do you want some lady trainers? Here they are, trimmed with pink. Do you want a razor? Here it is, it's pink. Like, you know, stop putting pink on women things.
So it's more of a feminist thing for you.
Yes.
So you don't wear red because you hate Arsenal. And you don't like pink because you think it's forced on females. Pink. So did a little bit of your soul die because you were decked out pink, head to toe. I mean, when you sent me that photo, I was like, she's got to be dying inside.
The photo will be on the show notes this episode, so you can see what we're talking about. But no, I went to a murder mystery party to see the new year in TB. So I went, and my character was a female golfer, golf champion, in fact. Not just a golfer, a golf champion. So I went along, saw my sister, luckily, like 2 days before New Year. She had us over for dinner, and she actually plays golf. So I raided her golf wardrobe, and it was pretty pink. So the only thing that was mine in that photo was the trousers. I do have pink trousers. Yeah, I had a pink cap on and pink socks, pink jumper, a pink golf ball cleaner. Yeah, pretty pink. Pretty in pink, in fact.
Where do you wear pink trousers?
I wear them to weddings. They're my posh outfit. So anyway, I went to the murder mystery and it was great and we had a good time. And yeah, so that was a good way to see in the new year. And it was just at a friend's house down the road, so we could walk home. So that was a bonus, because it was 4 a.m. by the time we did. After we sung lots of Solve the Murder, I wasn't the murderer, so that was sadness. But we did do karaoke till 4 a.m, so that was happiness. Happy way to see in the new year. But it's been a very busy time, because I think I took New Year's Day off, but then January the 2nd, I was back on it, and I really, really went through. I was still doing the first draft of this new romance I've got coming out, and then I finished that, and I'm just in the middle of the third draft now. So I've done the second draft, I read it through on my Kindle, I made all the notes, and I'm about halfway through the notes. So I'm hoping to have that finished by this weekend, and then I'll give it to my wife and give it to my first reader, who is also going to be with me next week, because that's my friend. She's coming away to a writing retreat with me next week. We're going away to Whitstable for a whole week. We've hired a house and we're going to be doing writing. So,
do you have a publication date in mind for your next novel?
I haven't actually set it. I should. It's going to be March.
And are you going to start teasing us with the title yet, or are you going to hold that back?
No, it's just a mystery book with a mystery title and a mystery cover. I'm not going to tell you the title until I have the cover, I've decided. So the cover is being designed right now. So I should have it by the end of the month.
You're just being a tease today.
I am. At the end of the first draft, I was like, you know, does all this fit together? You know, the usual. I was very happy I'd done it. I felt relief and I felt satisfaction. But then when I started reading through the second draft, and I was just like, oh my God, oh my God. But actually, by the end of the second draft, I thought it was going okay. And then by the end of the when I read it through on Kindle, do you know, guess how many notes I made on the Kindle version?
172. 474. What? That's like more than, wait, how long is this book?
So that's pretty normal. So yeah, I'm about halfway through the notes. It takes a while to go through the notes. But I will say, I finished reading this book in my favourite cafe by the river, like on Tuesday, like 2 days ago. And I sat there and I did think, I've written a fucking great book. So obviously this means it's going to flop terribly.
That's usually how it works out.
Yeah.
Every time I'm like, oh, I really like this book. This is great. And then like, it does nothing. It doesn't even move the charts. And I'm like, oh, I guess I really don't. I don't understand.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. But I think now going through all the notes, I'm like, oh God, there's a lot of stuff to do. I read a sentence earlier today, and I put the word clear 3 times in one sentence. Brilliant. Well done. I'm a great writer.
So, once had a sentence where my character, whose name was Claire, and I said, Claire declared.
My very first sentence of this book, it was something like, Jordan moved her left shoulder a little to the left. The very first sentence, a repeated word. I was like, wow, this is going well, Claire. That was my first note. But anyway, it will be gone to the editor next week. So I'm looking forward to that when I get my wife and my first reader's comments back. But I'm feeling pretty good about it, I think. Yeah, and then I'm going off to Whitstable next week to a writing retreat. So that's going to be great as well. Although I won't just be doing writing, but my plan, everybody will be pleased to know, is to outline my Christmas book. And I might even start writing it. I'll see. But I'm going to be doing a bit of other stuff too. So not just writing, but, you know, sort of writing things. Like, I'm going to be looking into advertising and stuff, because I'm going to have to get my head around advertising. That's one of my goals for 2020, which we'll talk about later. Do you want to know one more exciting thing that's happening this week?
I would love to, because I'm just reading in my underpants. Yeah. So come on, entertain me.
We're going to the darts tomorrow.
Like dart championship, or is this like a place?
No, darts. So it's the British Darts Championship. I don't know what the BDO stands for. But Yvonne and I and a couple of our friends have been to see the British Darts Championship every year for the last 4 years in January, and it's always really, it's a really fun night. You know, it's like lots of foam hands, lots of singing along to Neil Diamond, and lots of beer, lots of chips, lots of people throwing darts and going 180 and all that. So we're going again tomorrow night, so it's going to be great.
I'm kind of jealous. I have to admit, before I moved to London, I didn't really give two fucks about darts. But they show it in the pubs all the time this time of year. We kind of got into it. We started having like favorite, are they players? Contenders? Players. I don't know what you call them.
Players.
Players. We started having favorite ones. We're like, oh, he's really good. Let's watch this one. So yeah, we started watching it. So I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, no, it's great. And it's always a great thing. We, as I say, we've done it for the last 4 years. And it's always great to have this date booked in January, because it's like, it's me and Yvonne and a couple of my oldest friends. So that's it. It's always nice to get together and just have a fun night out of the dark. So that's tomorrow.
Well, that should be fun. Yeah, January kind of sucks as a month, doesn't it?
Now, you see, like, I think we've had this discussion before, and I reframed January a few years ago. And now I love January. Mainly because there's no one in the pubs and restaurants, so you can always get in, and and there's darts. But I always think as well that it does seem like a longer month, but it's not. But because of that, I just think, take advantage of it. Get a lot of writing done. I love it. Embrace it. Reframe January.
Nope, still fucking hate it. I'm just trying to grin and bear it all the way through.
So, TB, comments. What you got?
Well, interesting enough, our very first comment goes back to something you just said. It's from Gabby from Les Review blog. She left a Twitter comment, and she is trying to encourage you to write another holiday story. And now you're saying that you're going to Whitstable next week to outline a holiday story. So
I am. Yeah. Have no fear.
Gabby won't be disappointed.
Yeah. Have no fear, Gabby. It's going to happen.
That's going to be. So are you going to start writing it after you outline it?
Well, you see, I'm umming and ahhing about that, because obviously then it would be we're planning to start writing our one sort of in March, aren't we? And so
yeah, mid-March.
So then I won't be able to write the Christmas book as well as editing the book I'm writing now and get it all done before March. So then it would mean picking it up and putting it down again, TB, which I believe we said last year we were going to try not to do. So I don't know whether I'm going to start writing it. I'm in two minds.
At least getting the outline done, that way it can just like marinate in your brain. And
exactly.
By the time you do sit down to write it, it should be really fully formed.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's my thought. I might just leave it until, you know, kind of June time, and then just blitz it June, July.
All right, well, we'll check in on that and see if that works, because I've always wondered if that plan can work. I haven't actually been able to implement it myself, so we'll use you as the guinea pig.
Okay.
All right, so we have a couple comments as well. We have Margot Fox, who's a lesbian author, and Rachel. They both love the pod, so thank you very much. Also, Erica, she commented in our when we talked about our favorite Christmas movies. Did you know there was an animated version of Elf?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, so she brought that to my attention. I might have to watch that next holiday season, because I'm kind of Christmased out at the moment, but who knows, maybe by July, Christmas in July. And then we had a comment from Nylanth on Podbean, and to all the people on Podbean, I responded really late to all your comments, because for some reason, Podbean decided not to let me access comments for a good 3 weeks. I finally figured it out last night. I had to go through the help people who were friendly. But so I'm finally, I can comment again, so I apologize for the delay. But Nylanth wanted to know, we had mentioned that we distribute our ARC files, and I could tell how many had been downloaded. And Nihilist wanted to know how we did that. And I use the service BookFunnel. I think you use BookFunnel as well, do you?
Yeah.
So look in the BookFunnel. It's a really handy service because you can upload the book file to BookFunnel, and then you send the link to the readers, and then they download the file they need. Either it's a Mobi file or EPUB. And I think they also do PDF, but I'm not sure how many people still read a PDF. Because they never format right. There's always like bolded parts that are not supposed to be bolded. They're terrible to read. But that's how we do it. That's how I do it. So, and then we had one final comment from, I think, Belle. But she wanted to know, how does an author get a book into a local library? And we might want to actually delve into that for an episode.
We have got libraries actually coming up in the next sort of 10 episodes. It is a question. Do you use libraries, and are you in libraries? So I'm in my library because I gave them some of my books. But I guess you could... get friendly with a librarian.
I know some libraries around here, like, they are trying to beef up their LGBTQ plus sections, and so they do kind of put out calls. Also, I should look into this. I am going to be speaking at a library in the area, but I can't remember the details, so I will delve into that a little bit more. But that's not until February. It's way down the way, so I don't have to prepare for that just yet.
Yeah, no, and as we know, January is like, you know, each day is double the length of normal days, so like it's so far away.
It really fucking is, Claire. This month won't end.
We're only on the 9th, TB.
Dying. I want it over.
You know?
I want it to be warm. I don't want snow. I don't want wind.
Do you know what? I think you need to stop wishing your life away, because you wished 2019 away at the end of last episode. Now you're wishing January away. You need to live in the moment.
Well, I barely survived 2019. Like, you were going out to like a murder mystery party like on New Year's Eve. I went to bed at 9:05.
Rock and roll. So is that the end of your comments?
That is all for now. For other people who have commented, we will catch up with you on the next episode.
Yes, I've got a few comments. Melissa and Angela both emailed me to say they love the podcast, so thank you. Thanks for listening. Alicia wrote in and says, we're inspiring her to write, and she's planning on writing 52 short stories this year, one a week, TB. I mean, wow. Good luck with that, Alicia, but wow.
I'm wondering how short these are. Are these like flash fiction, or are these like...
I don't know. She just said short stories, but if you try and write one a week, and if you manage it, do let us know how it goes, because that is a lot to take on. But how amazing would it be at the end of the year if you had 52 short stories? And finally, Erica wrote in, and she said that she was listening to the latest Lesbians Who Write on her way to work, and she's just impressed with how much we both do to sustain our dream of being an indie author. And she says she's grateful to every indie author who puts so much themselves into their work. The LGBTQ community has never had so many books available to them. And since major publishers really never dipped into the market, an indie author's smashed through the barrier and have given her a feeling of belonging. So she wants us to know that we truly make a difference. So that was nice.
What a lovely comment. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Erica.
Maybe I won't be so bitter about January.
Yeah. Can you just get TB to like a month, Erica? That would be your next step. Right, let's get on to the big question this week, which is, what are your 2020 goals? What are your 2020 goals, TB? We're in the roaring 20s.
Do I have to wear a flapper dress? I'm not really big into the dresses.
I think I'm going to buy a pink one.
Oh, please, can you just for the photo, please?
No, you know, even if I say the word dress, my brain just shuts down, because I always hated wearing a dress when I was little. Just remember just being so miserable as a child wearing a dress. And as soon as I didn't have to wear a skirt or a dress, I was so happy.
When did you have to wear them?
Well, the last time I wore a dress, a skirt, was my graduation from university, because you couldn't wear trousers.
What the fuck?
Mm.
What year was this?
1894. Maybe you could have, but I did wear a skirt and blouse. Oh my God. I wore a Laura Ashley blouse to my graduation. I mean, it was covered with a gown, so you know. But I had a Laura Ashley blouse on, a black skirt and court shoes. I mean, what?
Do you have a photo?
I don't... Do I have a photo? Yeah, I probably would. I do. I do have a photo. It would be up in the loft, though. You want to see a picture of...
That would be fun for
everyone. You want to see a picture of me in my skirt, don't you? Anyway, so there you go. We're still not talking about 2020 goals. We're talking about flapper dresses. Tell me about your goals.
All right, so I broke this down to a few categories. On the writing front, now, I have a feeling that you're going to yell at me. But since my writing goal last year was 5 books, but I only got 4 out, so I set my writing goal this year for 5 books because I do not learn a fucking lesson.
Well done. Yeah.
Now, bear with me, though. Bear with me.
Okay.
The first book.
Yeah.
The first book is nearly done.
Right.
I have like another week and a half of work. So that's nearly done. So that's already pretty much in the bag.
Okay.
And so I just have to write 4 more and get them published in 11 months.
I love your optimism, TV. I really do. But, you know, I want you to be happier on this podcast, not sad, not stressed. So I would say that getting 4 books done would still be a pretty good year.
People, I do set very lofty goals, but I do, because I think I had to talk you down last time because you said that you only got 3 books out and you like failed for the year, and I was like, wait, yeah, a minute, you published 3 books.
Fail.
So it was not a fail. But I like to set really lofty goals, push myself, and then appreciate what I have actually accomplished. So I'm kind of a weird one like that because I can be like very pessimistic but also very optimistic at the same time. Mm-hmm. I like to balance it out.
Okay.
But I do also plan to help me with this goal. I also plan to outline more because I don't want to write another 30K of backstory and then have to like just totally put that in the trash file. That was a painful day.
Yes.
There was another day where I just went for a really long walk.
Yeah. You've been doing a lot of walking in January so far.
I know, and it's been like really windy and cold and I get like windburn on my cheeks. It's terrible. So those are my writing goals. Do you have writing goals?
I do have writing goals. So, and actually a little bit similar to you. because last year I said that I was going to write 4 books and I only wrote 3. So this year I've said I'm going to write 4 books.
We both are doing the exact same thing, even though we said we were going to learn.
No, actually, I did write initially 4 books, but now I've changed it to, I've written up, do you want me to, I'll read you what I wrote. I said, write 3 books, 4 would be optimal, but I don't want to set myself up to fail. I've tried to write 4 books for the past 2 years, and I have failed. obviously, fail is not a good word. I don't know if it is maybe a mental barrier. Do you know what I mean? It's like, although I do think that I've been away a lot the last couple of years. Like, as I said before, I've taken at least 10 weeks off, 12 weeks in 2018. So
yeah, disappearing for 3 months is going to, that's like when you write the 4th book.
Exactly. Yes. And so this year I was thinking, well, I'm going to have a little bit more time, right? Although I'm not sure if I'm, I don't know now, because it's like, I had a holiday, we've got a holiday booked for October, we're going away with some friends, but then my niece has just announced she's getting married in November as well, so then that's another couple of weeks flying over to Canada and all that sort of thing, so then they're just starting to stack up the holidays again, aren't they?
Where in Canada?
They live near Toronto.
So maybe next year when you want to write 4 books, you should tell all your family members that no one can get married.
But having said all that, I do still have, less travel, definitely, than I have done the past 2 years. So what I'm thinking is I have got more time. I just need to set my schedule. Now, I did try and do my schedule the other night. It's probably not the best time to do it at 1 o'clock in the morning when I can't sleep. Anyway, yeah, so I think I need to do my schedule and set it for the year and reassess every quarter. Because I think it's easy to set goals, but then you kind of forget them. And I think last year I did put a schedule down and I did check it at the beginning of every week, like at least for the first 6 months. I don't know what happened the last 6, then I just sort of forgot it. But I would like to do the 4 books. So that's my writing goals. What about audio for you?
I didn't really look at the audio side because I'm pretty much caught up with audio for the books I want to release at the moment. I think there's a couple Lizzie books that still need to be done. The one that, A Woman Undone, the one I released last February, and then the one I'm about to release. And then there's the Girl Love Happens series, but I'm waiting on that one to do audio because I still need to continue that series, so I don't want to put the audio out yet. Mm-hmm. Because there's going to be more. So the audio would be more mostly like the books that are upcoming.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm kind of caught up on that end.
Okay.
So that one didn't factor into my...
I've got Made in London is... it's imminent. So here's a great thing that happened over the Christmas holiday period. The audiobook of Made in London came back and I gave it to my wife and she audio proofed it for me.
Really?
Yes.
How much does she charge? Because I had to hire an audio proofer for Holly and Ivy, which actually I just got the notice this morning hit Audible today. So I have to do something about that, make an announcement or two. How much did she charge you?
She's very reasonable. Very reasonable. But yeah, so that was a complete win because, you know, we both bitched about how much we hate audio proofing, don't we? So that's really good that you got yourself an audio proofer because you realised that was a pain point for you. So that's well done for doing something about it. And my wife was quite happy to do it. And she said that she'll do all my books in the future. So what a win. So yeah, so Made in London will be coming out hopefully in January. I'm just waiting for the corrections to come back. And then... I have also, I think we've all got our Village Romance series coming out in audio. I'm not sure when that's going to come out, but it'll probably be first few months of the year. Who knows? But that's being done by Tantor, so we don't know exactly yet. Hopefully, sort of by halfway through the year, I should have at least two new audio books out. And I'm, as you say, upcoming launches, I'm hoping to get done as well. Yeah, so audio is very much a part of the whole system now, isn't it? I suppose when you say you're going to do a book, kind of going to put it in audio as well. Okay, so writing goals then. We're both going to write lots of books and be brilliant and really productive. So that sounds fine. I don't see any issues with that at all. No. You know that real life is going to come riding in on a horse. I don't know why, but Patrick Swayze just came to mind. Has Patrick Swayze ever been on a horse in any movie I've ever seen? No. And why would it be Patrick Swayze and not some hot woman? But there you go.
No, when you said that, I was picturing like a rainbow unicorn. So that kind of shows where our brains went different.
I want Patrick Swayze dirty dancing on a horse, and you've got a unicorn. Neither of us have got a woman. I don't know what that says. Happy 2020. Right. What's your next category of goals, TB?
I need to revamp my author website. I know you did that last year, and well done you.
Woohoo!
That is one of my things, yeah. I'm kind of jealous, actually, because I was thinking about last night of all the stuff that needs to change. Oh, I'm not looking forward to doing that this year. It's going to be a pain in the ass.
It is, but it's very satisfying once it's done. And of course, you know, this wasn't one of my goals at the beginning of the year, but then it just suddenly became very obvious to me that it needed to be done at the beginning of last year, I mean. So, yeah, but it does take, you know, it took probably 3 months from start to finish and lots of back and forth with the web team and everything. So are you going to get someone to do it? Or are you going to do it yourself?
I'll probably get some help. That's another one of my goals, is to get more help for things. The tasks I don't want to do.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of getting a virtual assistant because, I mean, with the podcast and with IHL and with my writing, it's basically like three separate businesses. And it gets overwhelming. So I want to outsource a bit more so I can spend more time writing because that's what pays my bills. So, yeah, that's one of my other goals is to let go of some of the tasks that I don't need to manage that I know someone else can do. And free up some more of my time to not just write, but I want to go for walks every day. And I would like to stop work before 8:30 at night. And so one of my goals is to, yeah, let some things go.
Good. Well, I think that's a very great goal. Wow. Very great, TB. Very great. No, I think that's an admirable goal and one you should definitely stick to. You know, you hear this all the time, don't you, that you should outsource the things that you don't like doing, like audio proofing, which is a perfect example for both of us. And this year, by magic, we've both done it. So, yeah. And my solution's a bit cheaper than yours. I'm not saying my wife's cheap, but but you know, it's great that we both got rid of that headache for both of us. So let's do it more. I think I might add that to my goals. Let's get on to the what's your next category?
My next category is I would like to schedule my newsletters better, my author newsletters. You have a set schedule and you stick to it, and I think I need to. I don't think I can do the exact schedule you have, But I would like to plan them out 2 to 3 months at a time, so I'm not drinking out of the fire hose every time I need to do a newsletter because it's stressful.
It does. It really does help, though. As I've said before, on not just for them for my mailing list, but for anything. I've got this. I used to have this thing on my board above my desk, and it says discipline equals freedom. And it's true, because if you just set a schedule and do things on time, then it frees up your time to do the things you want to do. But it's when you procrastinate and fuck around and just don't do what you meant to do, and then you're always chasing your tail and always running to catch up. So discipline equals freedom. There you go. There's a free 2020 goal for everyone listening.
It's true, though, because, like, when I first started doing IHL, I was like, oh, gosh, how am I going to get the newsletter out each week? And then when we were like, oh, we're going to record an episode each week. And I was like, oh, gosh, how am I going to fit that in? And then I just do it, and it's nice because I just do it and I get it done and I feel good about it. So I just need to set some newsletter goals.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
And then I have one final area that I really need to work on in 2020. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
I'm going to give a little bit of some backstory, hopefully not 30K of it. So last year when you were writing the ice cream book, we introduced the cookie dough ice cream segment. And who would have guessed that that would have added pounds to me?
I don't.
Who would have guessed that would backfire?
That is, I don't understand.
It seemed like such an easy thing. Like it wouldn't have any negative impacts on me at all.
Isn't cookie dough made of rainbows and unicorns on horseback?
With Patrick Swayze spoon feeding me?
Oh, do you know? I just got a lovely warm feeling. I don't know what it is. I don't find Patrick Swayze sexy, but I do think, I think maybe because I love Dirty Dancing so much, he's just like a, he just seems like a lovely man, doesn't he?
He does seem, well, he's not around anymore.
I'm not, I mean, I know he's dead. R.I.P. Patrick. But I never heard a bad word said against Patrick. Anyway, let's get back to your goal and not Patrick Swayze.
So my goal is to get a bit healthier this year, exercise more, lose some weight. And one of the ways I'm going to do it is I don't want any more dogs. I don't want any more pets. I kind of like the freedom of not having pets right now. But my neighbor got a dog, and they work full time. And so they're letting me take their dog for a walk every day.
Oh, cool. Now that is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you have to take a dog for a walk. You can't just be like, oh, no, I'll do it later. You can't.
You've got an accountability partner who goes woof.
Yes. Yes, and she's cute, and she's sweet, and so that's helping me.
Good.
And I also got a Fitbit that's yelling at me right now that I have 25 more steps to do this hour, which I don't think I'm going to get done.
if we talk really quickly, you might. Okay, well, that's a great goal, because as we always said, being a healthy writer is a big part of being a writer. And I think that's also one of my goals as well. But the thing is, I suppose, as we've said before, being a writer is a very, very sedentary job. And it's very easy as well with all the things you do have to do to just sit and sit and then sit some more and not get up and move. And also, as you get older, your sort of bone density, isn't it, or something, lessens. And so, like, doing things like going to the gym and strength training is quite important as you get older. And we're both in our 40s, so we need to think about it. So, yeah, I think one of my goals is to, you know, go to the gym, do some strength training and move a bit more and stop eating so much. Stop eating so much crap. It's not like I think I have a terrible diet. I don't. By and large, I don't eat too many bad things. But I probably could do better. For instance, at the moment, I've still got chocolate, Christmas chocolate, and so I'm still eating it. Because, you know, what else are you going to do? You're not going to put it in the bin, are you?
No, you never throw chocolate out. Didn't you also text me saying you still had Christmas cheese?
Yes.
And I was like, that's an interesting phrase. What's Christmas cheese?
Well, because you always buy a cheese board at Christmas. We had like 6 people over for dinner and we bought a cheese board. And then we bought a cheese board for Christmas as well. And I'm not a huge cheese person, but I like it on occasion, like at Christmas and things. You always have to have Christmas cheese.
Right? I think you're pretty cheesy.
Hey. Boom, ching. So yeah, we just finished the Christmas cheese, so that's done, but the Christmas chocolates are still here. So I really do want to prioritize my health goals, because I say this every year, and a bit like writing 4 books a year. I think every year I go, right, this is the year where I'm going to really move a lot more and lose some weight. And the thing is, in 2019 I hired a personal trainer, and I Mainly because I was going away to Jamaica with all my family, so I wanted to look good in my swimsuit. It's very vanity-driven goals, but it worked. I did lose weight, and I really did. And I started going to the gym like twice a week and really doing like targeted work, and it was good. But then I think towards the end of the year, my health goals just fell off because I think I had a lot of injuries. So that's another goal: avoid injuries. We're getting a lot of goals done, aren't we? Two other goals I've got for this year, and they are both of them are investing in my business more. So I think towards the end of last year, there were a lot of changes with advertising, and I pulled back on advertising. And this year I want to try and relearn advertising, because I think like things like Amazon ads changed quite a lot. Facebook ads I've never really done. I've tried them, but I haven't really tried them with any purpose or conviction or intention. So I think I'm going to try and do them, because I have Mark Dawson's Ads for Authors course. I've got the course. I just need to re-watch it because it's been a while since I did watch it. So that's one goal for 2020, to learn advertising. And I have to say that I am starting to see an impact of not doing advertising on my book sales just this month, actually. It was fine all through November and December, but I think that's probably because I had, a couple of sales going on. I had a new release. So I do need to do that. So I'm going to start next week when I'm away in Whitstable. And also, as Joanna Penn said on a podcast recently, which really hit home, actually, she said you should put some time aside to do advertising of your backlist, because otherwise, if you're just relying on new releases, it's kind of like doing a 9-to-5 job. You're not using all your books to their full potential, and you're not. You're just not utilizing your backlist, I suppose. And just relying on your new releases, that's just you're constantly again chasing your tail and running to stay still. So one of my goals is to put some money into advertising, get to know it a little bit more, because they say that you should invest 10-20% of your revenue or your turnover into advertising. I've never done that. I am naturally risk averse, I suppose. So I want to put some time and actually put some more money. Put my money where my mouth is.
Yeah, that's a good goal. I need to redo the Amazon course as well, because, I noticed around last October, the whole ecosystem just changed, and I was burning through cash really fast, like in an hour, and it wasn't generating the results I want. So I think I need to go back through and figure out the keywords again and figure out a new strategy, because I don't want to just throw money down a hole for Amazon that gobble up. I want to figure out how it can benefit me as well.
Yes, no, totally. And I think that I was the same. Suddenly Amazon started taking all my money, and I wasn't seeing a huge boost in sales. So I want to try and figure out how I can make it work better for me. The other thing I want to do, so investing in my business is also like doing the audio. That's investing in business. But the other thing I want to do is recover my All I Want series. So that's quite a big challenge, because it's like 9 covers and I want to get a whole new look for it. And again, 9 covers, that's a big investment of money as well.
Yeah. But you've been talking about that for many months now.
So I have.
I think that's a good goal.
Yes. But I've written it down as a goal now. And I even I spoke to my cover designer who did the original covers about it, and he agreed. He said that they need to be recovered. So hopefully we can get that going. And then the final one is to plan my schedule, so that if I am going away or I'm going on holiday, I know it and can work around it. Because I think in 2018, I think I worked around it a lot better. Whereas in 2019, I seemed to be surprised by my own holidays that I'd had booked for months.
Especially since you were like training to lose all that weight and you were so taken aback with your work schedule for Jamaica. That was kind of funny. I was like, she's been talking about this every week about how she's going to the gym. And then she's like, oh my God, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to write this book.
Yeah, so, well, we've got a lot to get done in 2020, haven't we? I really feel like we need to hone down the goals, but they are doable goals. So, and are you going to put a schedule into motion?
Yeah, I've actually have like a writing schedule in Excel where I know what I'm supposed to be writing each week. So I did plan that out. And if life goes according to plan, knock on wood, I can keep to it. But like we say, things happen. So we have to be ready to pivot when that does happen. And that's just part of the life. As of now, I'm very optimistic on a pessimistic side. Because I still hate January.
She's an optimistic pessimist, and I think that's a good place to seal up this episode and send it off with a loving kiss. So thank you again for tuning in, and do let us know what your goals are for 2020. We'd love to know what lofty goals have you set yourself. We've just set ourselves, you know, some easy ones, like writing some books, losing some weight, getting healthy, being better people, you know, the usual. Next week, join us next week when we're going to be discussing blogging. Do we do it? Have we done it before? Do we guest blog? Does it help us? I don't know the answers. You're going to have to tune in to find out. So thank you again for listening. Hope your January is going well, and see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Lesbians Who Write. Listen in every week for more conversations on writing and lesbian fiction. And you can make sure you never miss an episode by signing up to our newsletter at lesbianswhowrite.com. Also, if you could take a moment to leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast, it would help more people to discover us. Thanks so much, and see you next time.